Hello and welcome to my art update podcast thingy. This is update number 81, Daunting. This podcast is designed to keep people who know me, Andrew Woolner, up to date about what is going on for me artistically. Some life updates might get rolled into that because sometimes these things need context. If you know me, you're welcome here. Welcome. But you don't need to listen. I'm not going to try to hard sell you. This is just if you're interested. If you don't know me, I have no idea how you found this place, but I guess you're also welcome to listen. Some of this might not make as much sense to you. If you're just joining now, you might want to check out episodes. Like if this is your first update episode, I don't like to call them episodes, just updates. Anyway, you might want to check updates 1, 2, and 52. Those are going to kind of bring you up to date on what I've been doing with my life over the past 20 some odd years. I'd stick with those and advise against binging all of them. I didn't record this update series to be listened to in that way. This is sort of like thinking that people will listen sort of either weekly or dip in and out. So if you want to go back and dip in and out, I wouldn't try to like be a completist on this. It's really, other than the ones the updates I mentioned earlier, there's going to be a lot of repetition and these are meant to sort of be listened to as they come. Right. So this is another late update. I'm behind one update right now. I recorded last Monday for the week before and I did not record. I was supposed to record again on Friday and I didn't because last week just kind of got away from me. A big chunk of it was this cover letter that I'm writing for. Well, I guess I'll let the cat out of the bag. The artistic director position that's open at Prairie Theater Exchange. So yeah, this is my fourth or fifth cover letter, I think, since the beginning of last year. And they still take a lot of effort. So even with Prairie Theater Exchange being the best fit yet of all the companies I've applied to, just in terms of my skill set and particularly my values, I've had to apply to a couple places where I thought my values might come a bit into conflict with theirs. But this one... Man, I got chills reading their strategic plan. It's really exciting. It's also like a really important company. So that makes me nervous. But even thinking this is a really good fit, figuring out what slices of my career to put into the cover letter is a daunting task. Knowing I'm competing against people who are known quantities to them, or at least to other people they can talk to in the Canadian theater scene, is daunting. Knowing that people who have worked all their lives in deeply professional theater can look down on those of us who have worked all our lives on the fringes is daunting. It's all very Maggie Smith level daunting Abby, I guess. Okay, that just came to me. Let's pretend I didn't say that and move on. Why don't we just get into the updates? YTG updates oblique. As you know, it's done, but the video links are up and sent out to patrons and supporters. So what I did this time is I recorded the last show. Instead of streaming right from the Atom recorder, I streamed from OBS, which allowed me to use different video bit rates for the stream and the recording, which means that the recording that I uploaded doesn't have as much compression, or it's better quality than the one that was live streamed to YouTube. So you can go buy that now. Minimum donation is 1,000 yen. And that is at ytg.jp/oblique, OBLIQUE. If you can't afford that, hey, drop me a line directly. You know how to get in touch with me. I will hook you up. I don't want anyone not seeing this because they can't afford it. But if you can't afford it, it'd be great if you could donate a little bit. I'll probably be talking in the next update about how much money we're out this year. It's been I'll talk about it next time. I've been doing that's the other thing that kept me busy last week, doing the finances for YTG, and I'm still not done, but I've got a lot of other tasks that I've had to move to the front burner this week, and so I probably won't finish that till the end of the week. Okay, other updates. Nerd Night is going up September 20th. Live stream tickets are pay what you can, and that can be zero. That's at tokyo.nerdnight.com. Night is spelled N-I-T-E. Nerd Night, one word, NERDNITE.com. Topics this month are a new form of rocket propulsion and the mysteries of the Shibuya River. And I'm really excited. I'm less excited about the fact that we're now doing this in Tokyo and I have to haul all my equipment. I don't have any interns this month. So I have to haul all the equipment myself way up to North Tokyo. So that's less fun. No photography updates. No updates on the upcoming projects that I mentioned last time. There's just, I have no changes there. I've been just playing catch up from everything I had to do while I was working on Oblique. Be the audience. As I mentioned last week, I've turned that page off for now. It's still accessible if you have the direct link. And it's just, which you can find if you're a mailing list subscriber. And if you're not, now if you click from the Art Hub page, now if you click the Be the Audience, it will take you to a page where you can join the mailing list. I think that's awilner.com/mailing-list. If you want to join, actually, that would be super. I send a lot of stuff out over that mailing list. I try to prioritize that as my channel of communications for stuff. Anyway, that's it. That's the update. I'm going to leave it there because I've got to get this done. I've got an intern coming tomorrow to edit video, so I've got to set up for that. And the intern coming tomorrow, hopefully we'll edit the show video, so I'll have an even higher quality version of Oblique to post for you. And if she's quick on that, I might get her to do some of the back catalog as well. I'll let you know about that. Okay, anyway, until next time, Andrew out.